Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and moves to third. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. McNair moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. Boley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair scores. Boley moves to third. Grove moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Guy Cantrell now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Cantrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantrell strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Funk reaches third base with a triple. Hayworth scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Akers pinch hits for Marty McManus. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Akers now playing third base. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. One out. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cantrell, and towards Akers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Guy Cantrell. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Hayworth moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Funk strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Johnson scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-4, Athletics. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Athletics. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Akers hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Bridges now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grove strikes out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to Gehringer, who relays to Alexander to double up Cochran. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.